Thank you, Bobby. 12 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Election Day Tuesday morning. AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Eric. We check in with Susie Cloyd. That's right, Susie's here from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. And her program is called Ask Asbury. And Susie, good morning to you.
Good morning. I loved your song pick, because I'm going to go along with Bonnie Raitt. Let's give them something to talk about today.
Absolutely.
Ask Asbury.
That's right. Every day we try to do that, and I know you do too. So, but welcome in. Good to
Thank
see
you
this morning.
Thank you.
You said you saw the full eclipse on your run this morning.
I literally saw it unfold before my eyes as I was running this morning. And by the time I got done with my run and back to my car, it was completely covered. It was the neatest thing I ever saw. And, you know, the whole time I kept looking at it, I kept thinking, you're not supposed to look directly at the, you're not supposed to, but I was like, well, this is the moon, you know, so I don't have to worry about going blind. But I couldn't take my eyes off of it. I was hoping I didn't trip and fall. But I'm telling you, it was a pretty amazing thing on Election Day, on Ask Asbury Day, I saw that lunar eclipse.
Very nice. So congratulations
Thank
to you.
You
have brought a guest to us this morning. Would you like to introduce
her? I would. Yeah. Cecilia Morales. She is our dining director at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. I know your listeners and you guys are well aware of Richie Krob, who is here and had been visiting several times.
Mm-hmm.
Cecilia has actually filled that position, and she has been in and around the Asbury and I'm going to say Sodexo partnership for several years, and I'll let her talk about that. But I wanted the listeners to know just how dedicated we are to the dining service, to the culinary, you know, what I would consider craft for the residents at all of our locations. But I've seen Cecilia in and amongst just about everything we've done, from maybe a social hour to meal planning to a very large event. And I'm always, always, always pleased to have her by my side and on our team, because she's just amazing to work with.
Well, very good. Cecilia, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us here, too. That's quite a build-up. Congratulations there.
Thank you.
I speak the truth.
I know you do.
I speak the truth.
Tell us a little bit, just a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you arrived at Stedman Hill.
Well, I started at Asbury Baysmont when I was 17 years old, and as a server, and I've worked there ever since, and at 24, I've moved into Sodexo, and I moved over to Stedman Hill, and Sally, my boss, had a lot to do with my rise up through the different aspects in the kitchen, and now I've landed at Stedman Hill with big shoes to fill.
There you go. Well, no, but I'm sure you do well, too. Sodexo is a food services company, right?
Yes.
Okay, right. Just wanted to make that clear to our listeners, too. Yep. So in your position now, how do you make sure from your position that everything is ordered properly, all the residents get exactly what they need? You have to have a huge database going in, or you and your staff, to undertake this, to make these orders, I presume, right?
Absolutely. We have daily menus that the residents can fill out, and they have an always available menu in case they don't like what we have. And they're also able to be very vocal in resident council with menu ideas and things that they really don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I try my best to take those off of the menu and replace them with something new that they can try out. And the ordering process, I just make sure to stay on track with at least a week ahead to make sure that we have everything that we need and everything that the residents need.
Right. You have regular meetings with your counselors to obtain more of this data?
Yes, at least once a month.
Okay, very good, very good. Thinking out loud right now with Cecilia Morales from Stedman Hill as a part of the Asbury Complex. When you moved down to Stedman Hill, what were some of your impressions down there? I know you'd been there before, naturally, but in your new capacity here, what did you think? Okay, I might be able to do this. All right, let's do this. Well, let me check with Susie on that. What were some of the things that went through your mind?
A lot that went through my mind was that it's a lot smaller than Baysmont.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to a large 150 people. So now having only 45, it's a lot easier to do more personal things like little parties for every little event that we can or every little milestone that anybody passes that we can celebrate.
Right. Well, I know activities, of course, is paramount, you know, at Stedman Hill as at Asbury Park as well, too, Asbury Place, rather. But the activities themselves, those quite often will rotate around food, will they not? I mean, this brings everything together.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Halloween party actually that just passed, Laura planned it, and I planned the menu for it. We mm-hmm. had pumpkin smoothies and graveyard moose cups, and I made a little Halloween trail mix for them to take home with them.
Ah, that sounds good. But none here today? Wait, wait, what?
I'll do better next time.
Okay, thank you. Next year, okay, next Halloween. Yeah. We'll have you back before then, too. Thinking Out Loud right now with Cecilia Morales with Stedman Hill. And as you work your week every week, I know you. A lot of management work is done by walking around, which is probably one of the most important information gathering sorts of things that a manager can undertake too. But with food variations, I know there's seasonal variations in what can be available too. You have to, I guess, take that into account from your position when you're looking long term in terms of your ordering, your planning, and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Like now that it is getting closer to winter time, a lot of the fresh fruit is not
right.
as easily available. Mm-hmm. So we're transitioning into more canned fruit
okay.
and fruit salad type things just to balance out with mm-hmm. the season change.
Following up on that, during warm weather, do you utilize fresh garden vegetables from around the area, farmers market types thing? You know what I'm saying? Farm to table and this sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime that we can, we try our best to shop locally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. The do residents come with you sometimes or through the council as you learn that maybe you get a food request you've never had before and you kind of have to research it up?
Yeah, there have been a lot of recipes that residents have just kind of spouted out the name of it, and I have to look into it to see what exactly that is and
right.
if we could maybe put that on the menu or have it as a snack someday.
Right. Is that a practical sort of thing that they do? I mean, are you able to adapt to that sometimes?
Yeah, at times, especially with dessert ideas. Mm-hmm. Residents always have input on desserts.
Right.
And anything that they can throw at me, if I can adapt it in any kind of way to make it where we can produce it,
mm-hmm.
I try my best to do that.
As we know, of course, food costs continue to go up around the world. Hopefully they'll come back down some. But in any case, I know that digs deep into your planning on what you have to do, too. Does it actually cause you to reconsider some menu plans, some food situations, too? I know Sodexo, being a large company, helps bear some of the brunt of the higher costs. But still, do you have to consider that?
Yeah, most definitely. We've had to go to a lot of prep work and a lot more homemade from mm-hmm. scratch items because pre-made or even pre-diced or anything like that is a lot more expensive.
Yeah. So you've had to do a lot of education internally then as well.
Absolutely. A lot more internal training mm-hmm. and education on menus and how to fully produce.
Given that, do you see that perhaps an expansion, who can say expansion in these times, but an expansion of your staff, you know, in that light might be something in the future?
Yeah, most definitely. It would be ideal to expand sure. a little mm-hmm. bit.
Yeah, okay. How is it working with Susie, by the way? You can go ahead and say, okay, because she can't talk back right now.
Oh, no, Susie's wonderful.
Thank
she's
you.
Always wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we have that on tape now for your next performance review, okay?
Yeah.
Thinking Out Loud with Cecilia Morales. As you've been there now, when did you step into Richie's shoes? How long has it been? I know.
1 month.
1 month. Wow, okay. So a lot of education for you going on, too. Looking around, do you see some things that you might like to work on in the future?
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of decorating and bringing a little more of myself out into the dining room and letting the residents know, you know, who I am and
mm-hmm.
what the dining experience is like.
Okay. You're going to have a Cecilia open house on your own then?
Oh, no.
Okay. Just checking. But as you look from your new position now, it's got to be kind of exciting and hopeful, I would think.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm extremely excited to be where I'm at and to be with Stedman Hill now.
Excellent, excellent. Cecilia Morales, director of, give us your full badge, okay?
Cecilia Morales, food operations manager.
Wow, food operations. Hear that, Alec? We know who to talk to now. Forget Susie.
That's right. Just bypass me altogether. Go straight to Cecilia.
Cecilia, thank you for joining us here. It's been very informative, and we'll have you back again, okay?
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks. Susie?
Yeah, a couple fun things I wanted to tell you because we're in the voting season that we held an actual election at Asbury Place at Kingsport, but it was something very unique. We decided to rename our one-bedrooms apartments. So we changed it from the Roosevelt, and the residents had a selection of three names.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. What do you think they've renamed the one bedroom at Asbury Place at Kingsport?
I don't know.
His initials are Dr. Robert Miller, a.k.a. The Miller.
We Wonderful.
Renamed the one bedroom, Wonderful. The Miller. So in 2023, with our new sheets, brochures, and all of the collateral, we now have a nice one bedroom called the Miller. So I wanted you to know that we did exercise our voting season, and we had a lot of fun with that. The residents helped us with that. Fourth quarter incentives, I want to remind the listeners, up until December 31st at midnight, you have an opportunity for an enormous amount of savings on those one bedrooms, as well as a couple other floor plans that are very popular, the Adams and also the Reagan. So I wanted to remind listeners, you know, if you wanted to lock in that 2022 rate, get in, eligible for the savings, and it adds up to close to $10,000-$12,000. It is very sizable and very generous. And then also too, I wanted to remind listeners, life is sweeter at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. Anybody that comes to do a tour will get a pie. So I wanted to remind them of that over the next 2 months. Yes, everybody's listening now, aren't they? And then also, too, this Thursday, it's the 10th, but we're also going to have a Veterans celebration, Veterans Day celebration on the 10th, a day early, but it's during our social hour. That'll be in our fireside lounge. Everybody is welcome, and we always do a very nice salute and celebration to our veterans.
That will be super.
So call me, 423-830-8502. If any of these events spark your interest, or just for any reason at all you want to come to Asbury Place of Kingsport, give me a call.
Very good. Sounds like a winner. Susie Cloyer joins us every week. Sometimes she is solo. Sometimes she brings a delightful guest like Cecilia today. And we always enjoy having the folks come over and visit us from Asbury Place in Kingsport and their larger campus as well. That'll do it right now, and we'll talk to you next week, Susie.
Thanks, guys.